I'm Michael Shrimpton. My day job is barrister. I used to be an immigration judge many years ago. My other job is as an intelligence and national security consultant. I've just written my first major book, Spy Hunter. We weren't getting anywhere in the intelligence community. We were being blocked persistently and consistently in London and Washington, and it seemed to me that only by bringing public pressure to bear on politicians could you actually get anywhere. It's extraordinarily frustrating. Intelligence is about speaking truth to power, but if there's nobody in power able to act on the intelligence, then it's a little bit pointless gathering it in the first place. There are people still alive who are involved in the paedophile scandal, and obviously I'm not going to name them on a radio program, but the most prominent paedophile associated with the Savile Ring was a man called Edward Heath, who you may recall was Prime Minister, and took us into the EC. And Heath was recruited as something that Christopher Story published in 2005, something which was confirmed to me by General Obus Marcus Wolfe of the DVD and the Stasi. Heath was recruited by the Germans in 1937. I've said this in Spy Hunter. Heath was into little boys, and Savile was supplying them. A number of these boys were taken out of the Haute de Garenne home in Jersey. Savile was taking children from a children's home with the support of German assets in Jersey. Remember, the Germans used to run Jersey. And whenever the Germans overtake somewhere, there's always a stay-behind intelligence organization. German assets didn't pull out of Jersey in 45. Only German troops marched out, though surrendered. The German intelligence operation in Jersey stayed on after 45. Jersey was very important to the Germans because of offshore financing, because we do a lot of our offshore financing through Jersey. The banking in Jersey is quite interesting. And what was happening was that children's homes in the Channel Islands, particularly Haute de Garenne in Jersey, children were being taken from these homes, boys in the case of Edward Heath, as he was gay, and a paedophile, were being taken onto his yacht, the Morning Cloud. There were in fact several Morning Clouds, but there was one in particular which won the Sydney Hobart Yacht Race, which was eventually sunk in the English Channel, from memory. But it was the boat that was sunk on which most of the abuse took place. Savile was actually going out to, he went down to Jersey, and he was actually taking boys. There was another man involved as well, but Savile himself took boys from the children's home, where he was a guest, or welcome, onto the boat. So he was taking boys out onto Morning Cloud. Now, since Heath was well known, and since the boys were talking young men, depends how you define child, but as a lawyer, one would define, normally we define children as under the age of 14, which is the age of criminal responsibility. They were about that age, sadly, but they were old enough to know who was abusing them. It's quite clear that in most cases they weren't willing to be abused, and even if they were, at that age, we don't regard consent as informed consent. Defined in the United States of a phrase, statutory rape. The boys were murdered and thrown off the boat. Now, a very courageous Jersey police officer who was aware of the paedophile ring, was aware that boys were being supplied to politicians and key figures in Jersey, knowing that children had gone missing from the nursing, there's no dispute about that, the police in Jersey were aware that they had missing kiddies. Their theory, which is quite perfectly reasonable theory, was that they must be buried in the grounds. And I think if you look at the files, you see there was an attempt to find their remains by digging up the grounds. Was it Lenny Harper? It's been some time since I looked at the file on this, but if you tell me it was Lenny Harper, I wouldn't dispute that for a moment. What I do know is this police officer was very competent, very courageous, because he was up against a cabinet office-backed paedophile ring, and the investigation he was conducting was at some professional risk, and indeed, I suspect his life was also at risk at one point, because he was getting close to some very uncomfortable truths for certain people in the cabinet office, GO2 in London, and certain people in Jersey, in the German network, which is, even today, there's still a German network in the Channel Islands.